Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. There is a charge on my charge card from y'all, and I don't know what it is.
Okay. Let me start with by getting your zip code.
77372.
77372.
Uh-huh.
All right. What's your first and last name?
Sharon Mueller. What do is it that y'all sell?
I won't be able to identify what you were charged for until I can locate your name, because we represent several companies.
Oh, okay.
Give me just a moment. I'm going through my database trying to locate you. And last name
the charge was on July 1st.
Okay. Last name is Mueller, right?
Well, wait a minute. Date? No, the transaction date was 6:30. Sorry.
Uh-huh. All right. And your last name is Mueller, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a husband named Edward?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And can you give me your address?
It's 14590 East Lake Road, Splendora, Texas.
Okay, just a moment. Let's assist some updates. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so it looks like back in May, your husband paid the shipping for the drill.
Oh, yeah, that was a scam.
And he's already been refunded for that.
Yeah. But not this $39.99 that
okay,
was charged.
The $39.99 is also as a result of the HeroBot program that he signed up for back on May the 12th.
But he didn't sign up for.
Okay,
that's the thing. I mean, they misrepresented the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's included in their terms and conditions. So
there was no terms and conditions. That's what I'm saying. There was none of that. The credit card company is disputing that.
Okay, if they're going to dispute it, they have to call back in. If you're they'll have to call this number.
Back.
Yes, ma'am. If they're disputing it, they'll have to call back in. But it's not technically fraud because he went online and he signed up for this. So when you're going online and signing up for trials or anything else, if you don't cancel it legally,
I am saying is that they didn't say anything about a membership. They didn't say anything about a raffle or anything that they told him after he called them.
No, you signed up for this online, so he wouldn't have.
No, he didn't sign up for this online.
Yes, ma'am. This is the only way you can sign up for this online. So he went online, he signed up for it, and didn't cancel after the trial. That's why he was billed for the membership.
He was billed $7.95 for a drill that he thought that he was buying, and then he finds out that it was a raffle, which did not say anything in the thing that he got online. And then they charged like $56 something for a membership that he didn't sign up for, and they did that for 2 or 3 months without his, you know, without his knowledge. And now this $39.99, we've got no idea what the heck that's for, because shipping for what that he never got anything.
It's not shipping. It's for an entry. He entered a contest for the HeroBot back in May. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when he entered the contest and did not cancel the membership. That's why he was billed.
But they didn't even say anything about it being a contest. That's what I am saying. That's what we've already discussed with the credit card company.
Okay, that's what you're saying, ma'am, but that's not true. It's in the terms and agreements.
It is true. There was no terms and agreements. That's what I'm telling you.
Ma'am.
What he found online.
You're not listening. You just